It's a speaker. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yeah, I saw it on the radio. Listen, you to be
peace.
Still not sure. That's not the right one. I don't know what's on that one. Okay.
Oh, and your breaks?
Yeah, it's ready.
I hear you.
I don't have the problem. Give me a second.
The second one more time, ready?
Yeah, I hear you. No problem.
We got it right. Okay, so Mutzavah tonight is sponsored by Rabbi and this is point for Pusra Kua Shlema for Chaimi Gulevet Ben Chai Rachel Shifra. It's a supposed an honor to hear from Rabbi Avraham Stolberger tonight, Rosh Yeshiva of Valley Torah in Los Angeles, and it's a big supposed to hear your Dibri Chizm.
Shalom Aleichem. Thank you so much. A pleasure to be back. And just want to share with you because, you know, I had the exclusive of having my Rebbe Zatzal visit the Los Angeles community every year for many, many years. I've been here now, Baruch Hashem, almost 38 years. And while the official reason why he would come would be to raise money, but that really was not the focus. And words that he would always say, and it stuck in my mind, and obviously these are words that are very common to every Ben Torah, and something that, of course, I think we all live our lives and strive to fulfill these two words. And the words that he always would say was Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. That, you know, whether we raise money, we don't raise money, it was a Kiddush Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and whether it was also, you know, whatever you would... He would visit a community or have a banquet, whatever event, if it was a Kiddush Hashem, that was the bottom line criteria of success. And certainly, you know, Kiddush Hashem are two words that we generally associate with a major uplifting of the Kavod Shamayim. And that's why certainly every principal reminds their students when they go on a trip, you know, we want people to be impressed with us. We know the Gemara Numa talks about the fact that people say, oi, you know, Ashrei, those who gave birth to this child. And Kiddush Hashem is very often associated with big events where people can feel uplifted, feel inspired. And it's sometimes seen as somewhat elusive because you don't always get to be in that situation. But I just want to share with you what struck me. It's an incredible Rashi. It's also other Mepharshim say the same point, not just Rashi, but certainly Rashi in this week's parasha talks about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to console Aaron HaKohen at the devastating loss of his two sons. And he basically told him, he says, listen, you know, this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. I didn't know exactly who he was referring to, but he says, B'korvai HaKadosh, Pnei Kolom HaKaved. I knew there was going to be an elevation of the Kavod Shechinah. I wasn't sure who it was going to be done through. But now that I see it was your sons, it was Nadav Aviyu that died, Api Kiddush Hashem, and through their death, there was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Then I know that they were the special ones. And when you stop and you think, okay, you know, the Torah says, B'Kravaya Kodesh, with my closest ones, I will be sanctified. What was the Kiddush Hashem in this situation? And we stop when we think about it. I think it's a Meiridik Kiddush that Rashi is relating to us. Because what was the Kiddush Hashem? The Kiddush Hashem was, Rashi tells us, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din with tzaddikim, Nadav Aviyu made a mistake. Big issue, what the mistake was, different shittas, whatever it was a chet. And through that chet, because of that chet, they were punished. But when a tzaddik, says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisa din b'tzaddikim, misyori umisale umiskale. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets elevated. Why? What's the elevation? What's the big elevation when a tzaddik gets taken away? because people will look at what's going on. They will say, they will respond, Im kein be'elu. If these people, these great holy people, are able to get punished by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they were taken for whatever sin that they had committed, they were taken by Kodesh Baruch Hu, kol shkein b'rishoyim. Certainly that's going to be true by the Rishon. So, you know, let's stop and think here for a second. What exactly is Rashi saying? Stop any one of those Jews who were there at the time of this event, right? You had the Dor Deah, you had the 600,000 men of Klai Yisrael, and certainly if you want to be closer proximity, you can talk about the Levium and everybody else who was involved in the Mishkan process. And you'd ask any of them, let me ask you a question. Are we going to get punished for the sins that we do? Of course we're going to get punished for the sins that we do. Are Rishon going to get punished? Well, of course the Rishon are going to get punished. There is no question that in terms of the intellectual awareness of what they knew before this event, they knew nothing more after the event than they knew before the event. What was the eye-opening phenomenon? What was the inspirational moment where they felt much closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu? What they felt was a greater sense, must be an unbelievable subtle sense of pachad, that of course I know, right? Do we not know that if we do an aveira, we're going to get punished? That is the fundamental message that we drive home every single day to ourselves about the fact there's going to be din v'cheshbon. We have to get our acts together. We gotta daven. We gotta put on film. We gotta do mitzvahs. We can't break lavim in the Torah. We gotta fulfill the Torah. Why? Because of course there are loftier reasons. There's certainly higher level reasons, but fundamentally, right? The Mesillas Yesharim tells us we're here to be able to gain entryway into the next world. So we gotta do right by Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can't do averus, and he spends a lot of time, the Mesillas Yesharim, on reminding us of the chet, the power of the chet. So these are all fundamentals. Who doesn't know this? What exactly was this big Kiddush Hashem? Where was the eye-opening moment that somehow qualified for a Kiddush Hashem? And what we see, Rabbi, I think, is an incredible message. And certainly, again, I'm speaking to Choshev people who are at 10 o'clock at night, they're in the Beis HaMedrash, that you represent not 1% of the population, you represent probably 0.01% of the population. And we sometimes take what we do for granted. Rashi's telling us if there's one Jew out there who's going to have a little bit of an added esirus, an added feeling, you know, hey, the other of you got punished, so I don't come close to them, and so I'm going to get punished. You knew that. But you know what? Now you know it with a little bit more herigish. You know it with a little deeper feel. You had a little bit of a musa b'spilas seder, and you chazed over the fact that we're going to have to give din v'cheshbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to have to answer for our mistakes. And so you hopped a little bit more of a yiras ha'inus. You felt a little bit more a sense of awakening. That's a kiddush Hashem. That's what it didn't do much more than that. It just gave a people, I don't even know how many people, but some people, even one Jew, chops a little bit of his iris, and he makes a kavu chaymer for himself. If this is what's going to happen to an odd of aviyu, then I better get my act together. You didn't know you have to get your act together. Of course, you know you have to. We all know every single day. Anybody would ask ourselves, should we do aviris? Of course not. But sometimes we're not perfect. We make mistakes. But this added, so what an incredible message in terms of if what we do, if just sometimes we could be learning, we could be involved in something and somebody looks at us and the way we daven, famous story, it's a famous Chafetz Chaim story. I'll just say very quickly that, you know, the Jew saw, became a secular Jew, saw by the Kaisel another Jew davening with a spilus. He comes back to Dallas, Texas, and he says, I want to give tzedakah to a place where that kind of a Jew who I saw, I didn't know the Jew's name. He just saw him davening with such a slavas. And so he decided to walk in. He ended up walking into a shul, Rabbi Ronan Shul in Dallas, Texas. It's a long maysa, but the point is, one Jew at one moment by the Kaisel's davening with Kavan and somebody else gets Miss Ira, worlds can change. We have no idea. And when we are giving everything we have, and we're showing up in the Beis Medrash, and we're involved in learning, and we're involved with davening, and people see us, and people know, even if they don't even see us in the Beis Medrash, just that they know there are people, Baruch Hashem, who are steiging away, who commit themselves to Torah, who are committed to learning, and to give up a lot of the craziness that the Welt is into and all these other distractions that people take up their time with. But Baruch Hashem, there's a Beis Medrash, there's a Kol, there are people learning. The level of what that means, even if we are slightly moving a person's needle a little bit in the movement towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Kiddush Hashem. And that Kiddush Hashem, just very briefly, that Kiddush Hashem, as insignificant as it is obviously very significant, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said, B'kravai Ekadesh, because Baruch Hu is calling it a Kiddush Hashem. I moved the Jew's neshama a little bit through a kal v'chomer, that Nadav Aviyu moved them a little bit. That's a Kiddush Hashem. That Kiddush Hashem was able to give Aaron neshama. Vayidim Aaron, the Sephora says, oh, you gave me neshama. He gave you neshama. Because even though my two sons died by a sin, but their death was called the death that was a Kiddush Hashem. They died up a Kiddush Hashem. It's the greatest achama. You can lose two sons, two tzaddikim in the prime of their lives, but if you know that their death happened through a Kiddush Hashem, that's an incredible achama. And I think certainly we're going through very difficult times, and it's challenging times. And since Simchas Torah this year, it's not been the same. Not for Jews in America, certainly not for Jews in Eretz Israel. And the losses have been devastating. And Bez Hashem, we are certainly anticipating the month of Nisan to be a month of Gula on many levels, Bez Hashem, and then certainly an end to all the suffering and all the tzaras. But a little bit of a nechama that we can have, that maybe certainly the families, it's you know, that they've been so touched and so devastated and so impacted. But every single Jew, we know the fundamental fact that Klal Yisrael lives with, and that is that when a Jew dies because they're Jewish, they die out b'kiddush Hashem. We call the 6 million in the Holocaust 6 million kedushim. Why do we call them kedushim? They weren't all kedush. They didn't live all their lives b'kedusha. Many Jews weren't religious at all. And yet, we call them the 6 million Kedoshim because they died out Pekiddush Hashem, because they died because they were Jewish. Every Jew who died on Simchas Torah this past year died in Eretz Yisrael because they were Jewish. They died out Pekiddush Hashem, the soldiers who were fighting. So, obviously, we want this to end, and we want only Yeshuas for Nechamas. But to understand that when a Jew does leave this world through the mechanism of Kiddush Hashem, and certainly a Kiddush Hashem of a level where your mom is giving up your life because you're a Jew, you lost your life to anti-Semites, to Yimach Shemam animals who are trying to kill us. But and that's why a Jew left this world. They died up b'Kiddush Hashem. The dying of b'Kiddush Hashem puts an Hashem in a special place. So certainly, well, dying up b'Kiddush Hashem is certainly very special, and it was able to give Aaron nechama. It's able to give us a sense of nechama to know that, I've said it many times, we're devastated. The 6 million that we lost, we can't imagine the loss, and we can't put into words. But for their neshamas to be called kedushim, where the neshama is right now, it's in a place we can't imagine. Died up b'Kiddush Hashem, it's a special place for those people who died up b'Kiddush Hashem. So we shouldn't need any more the tzaras. We should only have the Bez Hashem Simchas in Klal Yisrael. But to recognize how significant the Kiddush Hashem is, certainly a Kiddush Hashem in a person's death, Rachman Litzlan, is something obviously eternal and never ending. It puts a person eternally in a special place. But while Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to be Mekadosh Shemayim while we are alive, we should grab that opportunity and through learning and through inspiring others, even if it's a small inspiration, there's sometimes a small hello, a small good morning, a small pat on the back from one Jew to another is so significant. So Bez Hashem, we can take this to heart, to recognize that what you're doing certainly is such an incredible impact, not only in the St. Louis community, but certainly in Gans Klal Yisrael, because every Torah learned from Mesiras Nefesh is so significant for every Jew. And it uplifts and is a schus for the Jews in Eretz Yisrael as well, that we should certainly take that nechama, those who are no longer with us, in terms of recognizing they die up, b'Kiddush Hashem, Bez Hashem, to commit ourselves to continue the Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And that's chus, Bez Hashem, we should talk only be zochet to Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem b'chayenu, Kiddush Hashem with simcha, with nachas, Bez Hashem, Kiddush Hashem with the bias of Mashiach, Meir Yemeinu. Chakosh v'sameach.